Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, we welcome you to this interview segment on this day, the 9th of Ramadan, 1445. Let's welcome Mulana Riaz Lambada. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. With Mulana Zaid Saab and all the respected listeners. How are you guys all this morning?
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, we're all well on this side. How's Mulana keeping? How's the Ramadan
alhamdulillah,
going?
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Allah's mercies and favors upon us. Alhamdulillah. Beautiful month of Ramadan. And we have met it with some favorable conditions. Alhamdulillah.
Mashallah.
Allah has been most merciful. We are not waking up to suhoors with bombings and shellings, and
Allah,
neither do we have iftaris that are accompanied by death and destruction. So Allah is favoring us. We are most grateful servants of Allah.
I was just thinking yesterday that, you know, we have this pain in our hearts for our brothers, sisters, children in Palestine, in Gaza. And if you just look at it, if we think about it just like this, that it's similar to when you go out in Tabligh. So some brothers have to be in the masjid, and one brother will be the powerhouse, they call him, of the Jamaat. So you'll be making dua, dhikrullah, getting that help, assistance of Allah. Some are they're going out. So our mujahideen are out. Our people are suffering there, and we have this peace that we have here to make all the dhikrullah, send all our dua, make dua for them, and recite Quran Sharif so that Allah's mercy can descend upon all the Muslims, wherever they may be in the world.
Subhanallah. So they have the fikr, and we are on the dhikr.
We are on dhikr, Jamaah.
Inshallah. Alhamdulillah.
So yes, let's go into the thick of things, Mulana Riaz Lambada. What's happening currently at the rehab? How's your Ramadan going in terms of that?
Well, I suppose sad to say, but same old, same old. It's a month of mercy, it's a month of rahmah, month of barakah, but I suppose sometimes people, in our ghafla, we continue. Sometimes our actions, they bring us into such a state that we are not aware whether it's Jummah or whether it's Monday, whether it's Ramadan or whether it's Shawwal. So Allah guide us. We are grateful, like I said, that Allah has honored us to be able to identify the month of Ramadan, to appreciate it, to try and make efforts in this month. Allah grant us tawfiq always to be able to do more. But there are many out there who, kept mahroom from the benefits of this month, and Allah never make us from amongst them.
Ameen.
Many, many people continue unabated. Many don't fast. Many still continue with their habits. This is the sad situation, the sad reality of it. If we look back a few years ago, was COVID. And everything was shut down. You couldn't go out. There was nothing open. You needed a permit to be on the roads. Yet, many of our patients' parents would phone, this guy got caught in a roadblock because he's trying to go and buy some drugs and he got caught. He's got no reason to be out there. So, amazing. This little story I share with you, it just came to mind. There was the sheikh, he visited this town, And as they were driving the sheikh now towards the masjid, they were showing him, sheikh, this is our this place, and this is our that, and this is our famous library, and etc. And they were going, and as they passed the town square, there was this guy hanging up there, So nobody said anything, and the sheikh said, now, why are you not telling me about that? Who's that fellow hanging up there?
Hmm.
So they said, no, sheikh, this guy is a thief, man. You know, he's constantly caught stealing. So he got caught, and the judge gave him a warning, and he got caught again. He gave him a second warning. He got caught the third time. Judge said, cut his left hand off. After they cut, severed his hand, he got caught again. The judge warned him again, you know, I'm going to have to take another hand. You're going to lose both hands. And he got caught again. So now the judge said, you know, maybe hanging up there in his embarrassment, he'll be hung in front of everybody in the town square for a few days. Maybe that will stop him from. So the sheikh said, wait, stop, go back. And he got off the conveyance. He went up to this guy and he kissed him on his forehead. They're all amazed, shocked. Sheikh, you saluting this man? We just told you his whole story. And the sheikh said, no, I'm not saluting his thievery. I'm not saluting his crime. I'm saluting his istiqamah. There's no deterrent for him. No matter what punishments they are giving him, he's hell-bent on his on his crime, on his guna. So this is what I'm saying. Sometimes we salute these guys istiqamah, you know, in the middle of COVID. In fact, there was an alcohol ban. And the neighbor phoned me and he said, you know, it's iftari, and we just made the iftar finish, and he heard this loud sound on the roof. And, you know, it's like, grr, 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 grr. He said, me and my sons, we ran out. As we came out, this bottle was coming down the roof and it fell and broke in front of us.
Hmm.
We looked like this. Where did this bottle come from? We looked, we saw the neighbor's son was getting out of the car. He just got out of the car and he was stumbling towards his door. So this chap was drunk. He had finished the last bit of the bottle he had. He got off the car. He threw it on the neighbor's roof.
Sure.
He rolled down the roof and came and banged and down. Ya Allahu Akbar. Hmm. And this was in the last few days of Ramadan.
Hmm.
Understand? Last few days of Ramadan, last 10 days. And there's an alcohol ban. There's a total lockdown. There was no salah in Jamaat. The masjids were shut. This guy made a plan. He went and got his drink. So ajeeb, how sometimes we have so much of, you see, obviously the drug in itself, this is what addiction is all about. It drives you. You get a heroin addict, hook or by crook, he needs to get his fix. So, may Allah make it that we find the same lazza, the same enjoyment, the same taste in our ibadah that we want. That's why every rak'ah, you're asking Allah, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. Allah put, guide us onto that path of istiqamah. So we stay steadfast on that. But unfortunately, yes, no, for us it's business as usual.
Yes. The question that was coming to mind earlier, and I said I must ask you this, that sometimes you're so busy motivating others, especially when you're dealing with people who are on drugs. You've got to constantly be positive for them. The family has to be positive for them. And it's all about them. Basically, life is just about them and their supply. It's nothing to do with anybody else. As long as they get their supply, their selfish way is just their concern on that supply for the day or for that moment. Live for the moment. So these people, these parents and others like yourself, who motivates them?
Yeah, look, absolutely. Well, two things, you know, 2 points now you have mentioned. One is that, yes, I would reiterate that and highlight that this addiction is a very selfish thing. Me, myself, and I. Yes? And most addicts, they play the blame game as well. So everybody else is to blame for his situation but himself.
Hmm.
Yes? So it's a very selfish thing. That is a good point there. For those who are, you know, involved, who may be listening, understand that it is very selfish, especially for the significant other in your life. I mean, we have guys who are, you know, talking about istiqama, talking about being safe. I got one guy, is 27 times in a rehab, different rehabs.
Hmm.
He's been whole country by, Cape Town and Durban and you name them.
Gee.
So 27 times he has been admitted in the rehab. Understand that wife of his. She's bringing up the children. She's keeping that household going. But this guy's absent. You know, we call absent father syndrome. Ajib bate.
Hmm.
Every 3-4 months he relapses, he's gone to rehab for 2 months. Comes back 6 months, he's gone back to rehab for 2-3 months. So Ajib bate, understand her commitment.
Hmm.
Yes? She's standing behind this chap. So likewise, parents, etc., like you said, parents sometimes they are totally, totally finished. Now, our job, like you mentioned, is twofold. Because number one is we need to counsel the addict, the patient, it's drug counseling, addiction counseling, etc. But the significant other in their life is trauma counseling. Because they are traumatized. They go into a big trauma in their life. There's not a minute's peace. Not a minute's chain. There's worry constantly. This guy's going out of the door. Ya Allah, where is he going? Let him go properly. Let him not get... Yes, when he comes in, he's in a state, he's performing. He's... So it's constant. They need trauma counseling all the time. For us, Saddam, well, absolutely. This is the main thing is that every day you go and you have to absorb all this negativity. Absorb all this negativity and give them the positiveness, give them the assurance, the parents, the wives, the significant others that no, all is not lost. Inshallah, we're getting back. We're trying, you know, la taqnatu min rahmatillah, all this kind of things. And then the addict himself is to absorb that negativity and still keep them positive. So yes, it does take a big toll on you. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, sometimes Allah chooses you for something. It's kullun muyassarun lima khulika lahu. So maybe Allah grants us that ability. We come back, we make 2 rakat salah. All the negativity you push back out in trying to understand that if I save one soul from the fire, inshallah, that may be my jannah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala perhaps maybe just gives us its strength. But it's very hard. There are days when you come and you totally, because some of the things we listen to, some of the things we experience, sometimes you do so much effort on the person, so much, and he's showing so much progress, and then boom, the weekend comes and he's gone back to normal. Back to square one. Drop all down that, all that rungs that you had taken up the ladder is back to, what they say, ground zero. They ask him now, why? What? He can't explain, bhai. Can't explain. Just a moment of madness and he just succumbed. Shaitan's one was so silent. And guys, sometimes they are clean for years. I had one guy was a heroin addict. Allah's fadl. We had so much effort. He was clean for 9 years. And then a big, big relapse. Allah had blessed him. He got married. He had children. He had a beautiful business. He went for Hajj. And he just lost everything. He was gone back to the street. So these things, sometimes it's a thankless effort. But I don't know. We are already there by pension age. Sasa card already. So how long more we will be able to continue? Allah alone knows. But alhamdulillah, for now, we just carrying on. Ya salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us, inshaAllah.
Ameen. It is.
And grant us also istiqama and grant us ikhlas in this effort, inshaAllah.
It is truly something that you need a lot of courage for. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give more courage. And as you mentioned beautifully, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses you for something, then He makes it easy for you. And prepares you also for that to go. Just listening right now, I couldn't just see myself. I think I'll need to go for counseling every day after counseling others. So
yes, well, you know, actually, by law, we're supposed to be going for what is called debriefing. So at least once a month, you need to see another psychologist or another, therapist, and you have to obviously try and do your thing. But well, in all fairness, we hardly even get the chance to do that.
But I think, thinking about it again, our counseling is with Allah Azza wa Jal. We pour out.
Absolutely.
And I think that's where you probably releasing and getting your strength from there. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I must iterate, one thing personally that I have found that really brings me back down to normality, let's put it that way, is salawat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam.
Was kasrat se durood parandar ho gai. Wallahi al-azim, sometimes you're spinning when you're coming out of a session. You just start the salawat sallallahu ala muhammadu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you just feel this calmness coming up.
Allahu Akbar.
Wallahi al-azim. We go to Makkah, we go to Medina Sharif, we see sometimes the argument between the taxi driver and his fare, or between the shopkeeper and his customer, and the one says, sallu ala al-habib.
Allahu Akbar.
The moment they read salawat, khalas, the argument is over. So, wallahi al-azim, Allah knows best, but this, I just shared the personal little
and
recipe.
It's in line with the hadith I was just saying yesterday to the students. Hazrat Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu, he's known as one of the Qurra. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi has included it under the chapter of his, you'll find it under the chapter Ashabu, I've got it here, Babul Qurra'i min Ashabin Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Qurra from the, among the companions of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And part of it is Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu. In the hadith of Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu, I always love to mention it because it's that narration, Mulana knows it. It's about, he asks Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that should I dedicate one quarter of my time for Durood Sharif, Salat, Salawat and Salam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that's good, but if you do more it will be better. So then he increases it. Eventually he says, Ya Rasulullah, all my time for Durood, for Salat and Salam. Look at the response of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِذَن تُكْفَى هَمُّكْ وَيُغْفَرْ لَكَ ذَنْبُكْ. If you do so, all your worries and everything will just be gone and your sins will be forgiven. So this is a brilliant and a beautiful solution that we need to implement. Absolutely. In our lives.
Wallahi, as you're speaking, a little couplet just popped in my head. Maybe with your ijazat, I'll just share it. It's
Urdu.
But it says that, Haale dil kisko sunau aapke hote huye ghair ke dar pe kyu jaau aapke hote huye. Why should I go to any other door when I'm yours?
Ahsante ya Sheikh.
Allahu Akbar.
All our listeners are shocked. They didn't know you're also a Naat Sharif.
No, we are hardly Naat Khaz. Maybe this is the Tabarruk of Ramadan, inshallah. So we just thought to share it. Sometime you add a little bit of a June to it, it stays more in the mind than just
saying the words,
you know. So alhamdulillah, but hardly. I hope that was not, didn't scare anybody off.
No. In fact, I'm sure many listeners will be wanting to throw money and all of that, but we have to stop them. No, but yeah, it is true. When I listen to Mulana Yunus Patel rahmatullah alayhi's talks and that, in between 11 art or something, and it does something to the heart so that it gives it a nice breakup. So you speaking about this, then you break it up and it's heart softeners basically. So maybe inshallah in our future programs also, you can just include a naat in between relative to the topic inshallah.
Allahu Akbar. No, inshallah, look, we were actually on a very sad topic about, how people are mahroom, and I have so many young people, they come and then, on Monday, I had a family and they brought the patient, And, well, the whole family came, quite a few. There was about five or six people. I had to bring more chairs in my office. So I said, you know, normally you people driving from far, normally I would offer you some water, you know, when you just come. But now it's Ramadan, and the young man said, he said, no, no, I'm not fasting. You can pour water for me. Allahu Akbar. Understand, there's no sharam also. In days gone by, you know, in the area we grew up, even there was one, two people who were known to be alcoholics, you know, take to the bottle, etc. But you hear the man say that, no, I'm stopping now, man. 40 days before Ramadan, I must keep myself clean, man. I don't want no Ramadan to go. So it used to be a joke. People used to laugh, hey, Sharabi, hey, or this thing, you know. But understand, there was some consciousness. There was some consciousness in the heart. Ulama of the past, in their wisdom, they would make an occasion to give, a talk about the epic, the miraculous, the exclusive, beautiful journey of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam of Mi'raj, on 27 Rajab. People would come to the masjid, re-listen to this, the great momentous journey, and etc. And, you know, the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And these things would already motivate people. By 15 Shaban, they would be in a... Now, yeah, like we said the last time, you know, guys waiting for the last weekend, by last blast before the fast. And his khalas is in the month of Ramadan, he's still using. So Ajib, some people had this consciousness. Today, you know, we have thrown out the baby with the bathwater, like they say. So, and then we, we live in times where Allah, you know, it's a challenge. It's a challenge.
Allah make it easy. And I think the biggest problem is that we've just pushed it all aside in terms of this. Like I've mentioned previously, that it's not a major concern anymore. Oh, it's just drugs. There's bigger things now. Is he a male or female? We have to worry about these. So it's like pushed under the carpet. But yet, this is actually confusing his gender in itself, if you think about it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all interrelated. You see, this is what... Understand that this is a global issue. Drug addiction, gambling addiction... Porn addiction, this is not affecting Muslims only. This is not here in Didier in South Africa only. This is a global, international issue. But if it's such a pandemic, such an issue globally, internationally, why no addressing? Why is there no efforts in this? Because it suits the agenda.
Exactly.
Keep them in a state of confusion, in a stupor. You know, Morana Dawood Samson says, keep them zombatized.
Sure.
Yes. In Afrikaans, in a dwal. Yeah. So understand, the rest can be taken. You can usurp the wealth of the countries, do what you want to, treat people how you want to. This, the majority of the youth is all in a dwal. They don't know what's happening. He's more worried about his next weeks. So his whole dhyan, his whole attention is on getting his next weeks. It's not about international, catastrophes and genocides and etc.
Allah make it easy. It's true.
He's being killed there and I'm dying for my fix. Allahu Akbar. So meaning that there's just more casinos, more brothels. You see, drugs is available, it's more drug cartels. So it's just pumped. And, that's why we say prevention is better than cure, because the cure, once they are in this whole ghafla, it's so hard. So it's awareness from before. It's to create that love, that identity, the love for the identity, who you are, what you are, what's your purpose here in life, etc. So, it's a major thing. It depends which perspective you look at it from, you know.
We appreciate that you conscientize us about these things, because we need these reminders to say that, look, this is actually what's happening in the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you in full and make it easy. Grant all those who are involved in this to just come out and just shun it once and for all. Break it, burn it, do whatever it is, and just come onto this path and remain on this path of goodness and piety, inshallah. Mulana, jazakumullah khairan for your time.
Inshallah, jazakumullah for having us. Last reminder, this is a month of Ramadan, is a month where the suns are burnt anyway. So inshallah, use this, come back to Allah, and Allah grant us all tawfiq and hidayat, and Allah keep us safe. And
Ameen.
Inshallah, through the month of Ramadan, jazakumullah khairan.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. MashaAllah, Mulana Riaz Lambada. Inshallah, the podcast will be prepared. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.